"Oh, dear king," he cried in a clear voice, "Hirschvogel was ours. We have loved it all our lives, and father sold it. And when I saw that it did really go from us, then I said to myself, I would go with it, and I have come all the way inside it. And I pray you to let me live here with it, and I will go out every morning and cut wood for it and you, if you will only let me stay beside it. No one but me ever has fed it with fuel since I grew big enough." Then breath failed him, and as he lifted his eager, pale face to the king's, tears were falling down his cheeks. "What is your name?" asked the king. "I am August Strela. I live in Hall, and Hirschvogel has been ours so long, so long." His lips trembled with a broken sob. "And have you truly traveled inside this stove all the way from Hall?" "Yes," said August. "No one thought to look inside." "Who bought the stove of your father?" asked the king.